I going wrong direction? Okay, here we go. Another third rank tensor is used in nonlinear optics. So in nonlinear optics, what you do is you use a strong electric field. And normally, when we talk about the electric susceptibility, there's a linear relationship between the polarization and the electric field. But at higher electric fields, there are nonlinear terms that have to be included. You can imagine that if you start to apply a very large electric field, that the polarization can get saturated, that it just doesn't always keep growing with electric field, that there are higher order terms. So when you write out the higher order terms, the first I have the linear term and then E squared. And when I write this as in tensor notation, this is a vector. It's got three components. Here I've got an electric field, and there is a second rank tensor which couples the polarization. This is the linear electric susceptibility, which couples that to the electric field. And then this is like a Taylor expansion. The next higher order term is a third rank tensor, which couples E squared, but it can be EX times EX or EY times EX or EX times EZ. So there are 27 of these. There are 27 components, a third rank tensor. You can tell that because there are three independent subscripts. And I need 27 because there are three components to the polarization. And if I'm multiplying these two electric fields together, this one can have three components and this one can have three components. So there's 27 in total. And what you do with these nonlinear optical elements is an experiment like shown here in the background. There's a laser. It goes into a box. The box is there just to show that there's red light in this laser. The box has got a little gas in it, and the gas is scattering the red light of the laser that's coming in. And then the light goes into a nonlinear crystal, and the light that comes out is blue. It's a period doubling crystal. And how this is working is that the electric field is a wave. So we can describe the oscillations of the electric field with a cosine. And so this one is just a component that's cosine omega t, but this one is cosine squared, right? The nonlinear term has got a cosine squared in it. And cosine squared can be written out as 1 plus the cosine of twice the frequency. So the nonlinear term can produce a higher frequency than the original source. And this is in nonlinear optics. You use it to get a higher frequency of light. And then there are certain crystals that are known to double certain wavelengths. So I've listed here a bunch of crystals that are used for period doubling. If a crystal has inversion in its point group, then this term is zero because it's a third rank tensor. So this term would be zero, and you wouldn't be able to use any crystal with that symmetry to do nonlinear optics.